Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Liberal Party will remove a net zero target from our policy. And if elected, we will remove the 43% 2030 target and its net zero by 2050 target from the Climate Change Act.
That was Opposition Leader Susan Lee announcing the Liberal Party's long-awaited position after a party room meeting in Canberra and weeks of discussion over the issue. But the vote wasn't a clean sweep. In the party room, 28 people came out swinging against the net zero target, including some senior members within Opposition Leader Susan Lee's shadow cabinet, like Michaela Cash, James Patterson, Melissa McIntosh, Ted O'Brien, and even Miss Lee's leadership rivals, Angus Taylor and Andrew Hastie. Senator McIntosh says dropping the target is the right thing for her constituents.
I went into the party room yesterday really strong in my conviction on behalf of my community when it comes to dropping net zero, and it was never about anti-climate or anti-environment. It was pro-reality and people in the suburbs. It's literally survival in the suburbs. They're dying under the pressure of the Albanese Labor government's missed targets when it comes to emissions reduction.
Meanwhile, senior moderates such as Andrew Bragg, Maria Kovacic, Angie Bell and Paul Scar were in favour of net zero. On Sunday, Andrew Bragg told ABC's David Spears he'd leave the shadow cabinet if the commitment to net zero emissions by 2050 was ditched.
Well, sure, but I don't imagine we would ever leave Paris. I mean, we're a party of government, right? We're not a fringe party. We're not, fringe dwellers. The most Australians want us to play our fair role in terms of emissions reductions.
Tim Wilson has also been vocal about his support for the 2050 target.
We just end up being the National Party light, or we can define the future of this country, and of course building out our clean industrial future.
South Australian Senator Andrew McLaughlin has been asked what he would say to his colleagues who felt that dropping net zero was electorally advantageous. Mr. McLaughlin, known as a vocal advocate for climate action, gave this response.
You're wrong. What more can I say? I try to argue the case. I don't think I'm alone in the community, not only from a grassroots level, but also, for example, the National Farmers Federation, certain business councils. I mean, if you're going to argue that we're going to abandon net zero, you're going to be very alone in the community and also the business community.
So will Liberal frontbenchers like Andrew Bragg quit? And what does it mean for the party? The shadow ministry is maintaining its support for staying in the Paris Agreement and wants to set nationally determined contributions, which are five-year targets that are not legally binding under the internationally enforceable commitments. The opposition leader has also tasked energy spokesman Dan Tehan, moderate Anne Rustin and conservative John O'Dunham to negotiate with the Nationals on a joint coalition position on net zero. They will enter discussions with National Senator Matt Canavan, Ross Cadell and Susan MacDonald over coming days before a joint party room meeting on Sunday to rubber stamp a policy. Liberal moderates have argued their chances of winning back vital inner-city electorates will be diminished as a result of scrapping their net zero commitment. But frontbencher Alex Hawke disagrees.
I've got no doubt a lot of people in the left, led by Labor and others, will make political claims about those sorts of things. The reality of net zero is the government has failed to put forward policies that will even achieve its own objectives.
Meanwhile, independent MP Sophie Scamps has told Channel 9's Today show that the net zero debate shows the party has been influenced by Barnaby Joyce and Gina Rinehart for way too long.
So they've been led around by the nose by the Nationals for way too long. And I think what we see now, if the Liberals really did want to have their own policies, then they should have stayed separate from the Nationals, but they didn't. They've joined them, they're joining their policies, and they don't have their own. And they've showed, a real lack of leadership on the biggest issue of our era, and have done so for decades now. And that's why we are seeing the demise of the Liberal Party.
Other independent MPs like Allegra Spender say the Liberals aren't just abandoning net zero, but evidence-based policy thinking. Climate Council Chief Executive Amanda McKenzie says the Liberal Party's decision will let climate change rip. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Liberals' internal divisions are leaving Australians worse off.
They're walking away from climate action because they fundamentally do not believe in the science in climate change. They're also walking away from reliable and affordable energy, renewables backed by storage and backed by gas for firming capacity. Australians cannot afford to keep paying the price of coalition infighting when it comes to climate policy and energy policy.
Brianna Charles for SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.